The President of the United States, any President of the United States, is rarely challenged in the way that he is during campaign debates. By contrast, the Prime Minister of Britain faces brutal questioning every week. Yesterday, Tony Blair attended his regular question time before the House of Commons. Blair faced questions about the intelligence information that he used to justify the war in Iraq, and in some ways his answers resembled the defense used by President Bush in this country. The first voice you will hear is Michael Howard, the leader of the opposition Conservative Party.
The Prime Minister did not accurately report the intelligence he received to the country. Will he now say sorry for that?
Mr. Speaker, I have made it abundantly clear and do so again. I did at the time of the Butler report that I take full responsibility and indeed apologise for any information given in good faith that has subsequently turned out to be wrong. That is entirely proper. I've already done so. What I do not in any way accept is that there was any deception of anyone. That is what has been looked into by four separate independent inquiries, and in each case that allegation has been found to be wrong. And I will not apologise for removing Saddam Hussein. I will not apologise for the conflict, and I wish he would stop playing politics with this issue, which is precisely what he's doing. Remember that he and his party actually supported the war for precisely the same reasons that we did, and it would be more helpful if he would back our troops out in Iraq rather than do what he is doing now.
We back our troops wholeheartedly. And I didn't ask him to apologize for the war because I support it. I asked him very specifically about the way he misrepresented the intelligence he received to the country. Why can't he bring himself now to say sorry for that?
I cannot bring myself to say that I misrepresented the evidence, since I do not accept that I did. I've been through what the Right Honourable Gentleman's been saying over the past few months. At the last count, he had no fewer than four separate positions on the Iraq war. And if I can tell him, that is three too many for anyone who seriously aspires to be Prime Minister.
That's British Prime Minister Tony Blair going through a ritual of democracy as practiced in Britain. He was questioned yesterday by Conservative Party leader Michael Howard.